We are hanging out backstage now with Jay Buchanan of Rival Sons. How are you?
I'm a Jim Dandy. Thanks for asking.
Thanks for coming on, man. We got a couple of crappy Belgian beers and a couple cigarettes.
Yeah.
You guys have just got back from all over Europe. You're going now with Sammy Hagar. I know you haven't had a moment to stop, but you know what's it like just bouncing around all the time, the life of the touring musician?
It can be breakneck, the whole pace of it all. But more than anything, it's an experience. You know, it's a every day, as much as every day consists of the same thing, wake up, do press, do sound check, maybe get to see the city a little bit, but you're always making new friends and you're tacking on miles and stickers on your suitcase of where you've been and, you know, taking pictures and all of that. But the cool thing is, like every time you get really down about how hard the schedule is, it's really easy to remind yourself of how blessed you are, you know, about how fortunate you are to be able to have a life that's tethered to something as beautiful as music, you know, so.
Well, speaking of seeing the city, I mean, how much time do you get to stop and enjoy? Have you got any time to enjoy Telluride, for example, here at the Ride Festival?
No, after all the flying around and everything, we had one day at home, and we decided to drive up. I brought my lady with me.
Yeah.
And so we decided to make the drive. We drove through last night, got in at like 4 in the morning, so I just woke up having a beer breakfast. And going to hit the stage in just a little bit.
It's such a cool, chill town. Like, just for me to interview you right now, I just kind of wandered backstage. You know what I mean? Like, it's just a really neat, chill atmosphere for a festival.
Yeah, usually, you know, for all of these European festivals that we've been doing, you'd never, you know, you'd be on the ground with your hands behind your back.
Yeah.
What are you doing back here? But this place is so laid back, you know.
How do you compare your European success to American? I mean, you guys have been all over the place, and your chart success has been even better in Europe than here for the most part. Why, and B, is it good?
I think there's a couple of contributing factors as to why. We haven't really watered the plants here so much, you know, so they haven't grown the way they need to. Over in Europe, the label that we're based on is based in Nottingham, just north of London, and their whole scene is Europe.
Okay.
And so when we signed on with them for these last two records, it was really just the shoe really fit. It was a shoe in to get, you know, and hit all of those territories and give them lots of attention. And the label itself and the distribution, they don't have so strong of a presence in the States. And so in the last 6 months, we've really, with our team, trying to get together, okay, how are we going to do this? How are we going to service the United States? In terms of the fan base we have here is huge. But you got to consider it's like a per capita thing because of our population here in the States and all of that. But we're really excited to be able to tour.
Well, I think a lot of classic rock artists have gravitated to you guys, Sammy Hagar and everybody else, because you really do have that sound. I mean, I'm sure you hear that all the time, that you sound straight out of the 60s or 70s. And was that part of thinking and creating the Rival Sons, or that just kind of happened?
It really came from, for me, like, I'm not really a rock and roller. You know, I'm a singer-songwriter.
Sure.
And I've never been in a rock and roll band before. Never really wanted to. So when we got together, I was raised on the blues. Scott, on guitar, same way. He likes just good rock and roll. So we play rock and roll. It's in no way, you know, we're not trying to be 60s or 70s or whatever. It's that's when rock and roll was still part of the national fabric. You know, like down in Southern California, you have these radio stations, and all they play is the same old, you know, rock and roll stuff over and over. And that's where rock and roll has kind of been put out to pasture that way, you know. And so for us, since we play rock and roll, we understand that we're going to get those labels and we're going to get those monikers attached to us. And, you know, it's just going to take time. I think the Black Crowes did a really good job. They had to fight through it for years before people actually just went, instead of going, oh, they're like this band or that band. It took a long time before people just went, nope, that sounds like the Black Crowes, you know. So we're up for the Pepsi challenge. You know, it's going to take a while.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're really digging what you're doing, and I think it's cool that you mentioned, you know, the Southern California stations that basically repeat the same 40 songs over and over. It's exactly why we started our Laguna Beach station, is to expose guys like you and, you know, guys that should be the same caliber as these bands, these 90s bands that have been played, you know, nonstop. And we're trying to do more of that. So when you are around, come by the studio. I'd love to have you.
Absolutely. Yeah. My buddy Matt Russell with Songcheck Live, who lives down there in Laguna. What's up, Matt? Giving you a shout. He's been telling me about you guys ever since you started, and I keep telling him the same thing. He goes, Jay, you know, just come down and, you know, give like an in-store acoustic thing or whatever. I say, man, I just need some time.
Sure.
You know, so we all love Laguna. We love it. You know, what's not to love? I used to stay down there all the time. And look forward to getting down there and hanging out with you guys and everything. We really appreciate the, you know, your generosity and trying to, you know, doing what you can to lift us up, to try to get us a little further ahead of the pack. That's really what it comes down to. It's people like yourselves all over the world, and especially across the country, that have had the kindness and the, you know, the foresight to go, I like this, and despite what's going on in the pop market, we're going to do our best to champion this because we like it, you know, and that's definitely admirable. Everyone has a long list. You can't even count it on two hands of, even in Southern California, of radio stations that have come and gone because they decided to fight the good fight, you know, so it's very admirable.
Yeah. Well, thanks, man. We appreciate that. And I think you'll find the same community welcome in Telluride. It's a very similar town, except in the mountains. You're taking the stage here in a little bit. We'll see you again tonight at Sheridan Opera House. But
yeah,
we'll be out there, dude. Have an awesome time.
Thank you so much, Tyler.
Thanks, Jay.